I'm here today to tell you where NATO stands and what we must do to stop a war before it starts. And to do that, we need to be crystal clear about the threat. We are Russia's next target. And we are already in harm's way. When I became NATO Secretary General last year, I warned that what is happening in Ukraine could happen to allied countries too, that we had to shift to a wartime mindset. This year we took the big decisions to make NATO stronger. At the summit in The Hague, allies agreed to invest 5% of GDP annually in defense by 2035. We agreed to increase defense production across the alliance. And we agreed to continue our support to Ukraine. But this is not the time for self-congratulation. I fear that too many are quietly complacent. Too many don't feel the urgency. And too many believe that time is on our side. It is not. The time for action is now. Allied defense spending and production must rise rapidly. Our armed forces must have what they need to keep us safe. And Ukraine must have what it needs to defend itself. Now.